So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We've gone country for this segment. In the studio, I've got Tracy Hodson. She is the executive director for Favor House. Go to favorhouse.org for more information. This is a great service to our Northwest Florida community here, and we're going to be talking about that. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. Gone country because we got a roundup coming. I love a good roundup. I love a good rodeo roundup. So let's talk about that. Tracy, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So we've got a great event called the Favor House Roundup, right?
Yes.
All right. So tell us about that. What's going to be happening?
So the Favor House Roundup is actually our first annual, and we are going to make it our signature spring event. And we are throwing a party for 400 of our friends who want to come out and have a good time with live music and competitions and great food. And of course, all of it's for a good cause, and that's for Favor House of Northwest Florida, which is the certified domestic violence center serving Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit more in depth. How long have you been with Favor House?
So I've been with Favor House just under 2 years.
Okay.
However, the program has been in existence since 1980. Mm. So we have been providing intervention, empowerment, and prevention programs for the last 44 years.
Mm-hmm. How does Favor House do that? What sort of things are you offering? Is it just mainly clinical, like sort of a therapy type?
No.
Or
no, we are actually, so a certified domestic violence center provides comprehensive services to domestic violence victims and their support system. Mm. So we have our intervention programs include a 24-hour crisis hotline that is staffed by trained professionals that can help either somebody who's in a relationship who's not sure about how to get out of that relationship, or if they're seeing some red flags that they're concerned that this might be unhealthy. The advocates are there to help process through what's going on and help somebody with safety planning, and if appropriate, offer them access to our emergency shelter. Mm. So our emergency shelter is for people who are fleeing a domestic violence relationship and have no place safe to go. And we have a 45-bed facility here in Pensacola, and the idea is to be able to get somebody into safety as quickly as possible, because as you might know, domestic violence can turn, it's violent to begin with, but it
right.
can turn deadly.
And that's something a lot of people don't really think about. You know, when you hear about an abusive relationship, or you hear about a relationship that's not going well, you know, people get this Stella got her groove back kind of mentality, and they think, well, just walk away, girl, just walk away. And it's not always that easy. You know, sometimes it's a very controlling situation and they fear for their lives. And even in doing some research before you got here today, I went to favorhouse.org, and there's even safe guards in place so that even your browsing history doesn't show up,
yes.
so that the partner can't see that you're actually trying to reach out for help. This is a very scary, serious situation.
It is. So our community has already experienced 6 domestic violence homicides this year alone, which is the same amount we had last year.
Oh.
And so one of the things that we're consistently doing is trying to empower people who are in those controlling. So you talked about being controlling and very scary.
Mm-hmm.
So domestic violence, the relationship is not about the violence itself. It's about power and control over somebody else. And so when somebody chooses to leave that relationship, they are challenging that power and control. And depending on their abuser, that's when it can become the most violent and the most deadly. But we are providing also empowerment programs. So if you don't feel like you need to come in shelter, or maybe it's not, maybe you've left the abuser and you're still struggling.
Right.
We have outreach programs here. We have a center here in Pensacola, and then we have one in Milton that you can come in and you can talk to counselors. You can have individual and group counseling. We provide information and education classes to be able to kind of help you through.
Mm.
And our job is really just to empower you with the information and the knowledge and to support you as you're going through a process that can be very, very scary.
Mm.
So our in addition to those type of programs for individuals that are coming in, we also have an economic empowerment program. So a lot of the people who are coming through our program, you know, part of the control was finance.
Right.
So we are providing financial literacy. We're helping people look at their own personal finance and to be able to budget and move forward. We're assisting with job searches. We're looking for housing, all of those pieces to get people moving forward in their life after they've left an abusive relationship. And then we also offer attorneys to help with that process. So we have attorneys on staff who specialize in injunctions for protection, and they will assist you and be your representative through that whole court process.
Wow.
And then finally, we offer prevention programs, trying to stop this from ever happening.
Exactly.
So our statistics for adults is 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men will experience an abusive relationship.
1 in 4 men.
Huh? 1 in 4 men. And our experience and our studies are also showing for our children, that number does not change. It's 1 in 3 high school students report being in an unhealthy relationship before they graduate. And then by the time we get into college, we're at 43%.
43%.
So our goal as Favor House is to try to stop that from, you know, to help kids understand what a healthy relationship looks like, especially if they're growing up in a home where maybe that's not modeled.
Right.
So we have age-appropriate conversations about healthy relationships, healthy boundaries, what red flags to look for, how to support your friends when they're going through that. Mm. And then we provide assistance and education in workplaces specific to that environment, law enforcement training for domestic violence, and then general community presentations similar to this one.
Definitely a multifaceted approach.
Yes, sir.
And you know, you hit on the fact that students are dealing with this, you know, on a daily basis. There are no healthy relationship courses, right? Like there's nothing, there's no textbook on this.
Not that I'm aware of.
Right.
No, I will be... Full disclosure, I'm fairly new to Florida. I don't know what your education looks like.
Right.
My kid was educated somewhere else.
Yeah, I grew up in Tennessee. So,
But even in, you know, even when I was in school, I don't remember us talking about healthy relationships and healthy boundaries and how to be able to have that self-control.
Right.
And so our programs are really trying to reach out to not only the youth themselves, but mentors of youth. Mm. So providing, for example, we have a class that's specific to men who are mentoring young men to be able to have conversations about, you know, that the hard conversations, how you treat girls and what's, you know, what's appropriate and what's not, and how to be a man in today's world. I don't know if that sounds makes
a gentleman
sense.
Yeah.
Yes, how to be a gentleman. Yeah.
I think we've kind of lost a lot of our class and a lot of our ability to be gentlemen and ladies in this world. And you know, that's something, you know, when I was a kid, I felt like we were encouraged to talk about our feelings at certain times with certain people in certain situations, but it was really, if it wasn't those times, it was like, you know, just kind of keep that to yourself. And there was a stigma involved. There's a fear involved from even talking about it. So if you're deep in a relationship where you feel like you are, you know, trapped, I wouldn't know what to do. And so luckily Favor House is there. www.favorhouse.org. My guest this morning, Tracy Hodson. She is the executive director of our local Favor House. Thank you for the work that you do. Let's talk about a fun event. Let's lighten it up a little bit, because a program this important needs funding. It needs to stay there. It needs to be well funded. So this is how we do it. We have fun and we get together and we raise money for a good cause. And, the slogan is grab your hat and round up your posse, because we're giving domestic violence the boot. Nice. I love that. That is so great. Did you come up with that?
Oh, I wish I could take credit for that, but I cannot.
Okay. So. Well, whoever did.
That would be Jennifer Hill, our community engagement coordinator.
Jennifer, hats off to you. Ba-dunks. Okay, I love some good puns around here. Okay, so Favor House of Northwest Florida is partnering with our own Cat Country 98.7 and area restaurants to throw a country western themed party to raise these critical funds to help these domestic violence victims in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. So when is this happening? Where is it? And let's talk about this event, because this is going to be a lot of fun.
This is going to be a ton of fun. Yes. So it is planned for Friday, June 21st.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be from 6 to 10 at the Escambia County Equestrian Center, which is in on Mobile Highway out by Beulah.
Okay.
And we are planning all kinds of fun for that night. So right now tickets are on sale early bird, $50 a piece, and then after June 1st they'll go up to $60 a piece. You can reserve tables, so you can find all that information on our website. Once you get there, you're going to have a live music with a fairly new local country band called Blackwater Country.
Nice.
And we'll have a walkabout tastings. So it's, you know, bring your appetite because it's all you're going to care to eat.
Nice.
Some of the restaurants that are already on board, and I won't tell you all of them, but we'll give you a sampling. We've got Sunny's Barbecues coming on board. Mm-hmm. Slick Lips Seafood and Oyster House is bringing their barbecue shrimp. Karen's Catering and Cafe is going to delight us with a down-home banana pudding.
Oh, yes.
And Bubba's 33 hasn't told me what they're going to bring yet,
but
we're pretty excited. And so we have asked all of our restaurants to think barbecue, think an outdoor, you know, down-home cooking, Southern-type cuisine.
And country so, and Western.
Yes, country and Western.
Yes.
And then we're also going to have some fun competitions. And so bring your competitive spirit because we're going to have a mechanical bull and a rodeo roper, and both of those are going to be competitions for cash prizes.
Okay, so hold that thought. I'm going to get to our first commercial break. I want to know more about this. So don't go anywhere. If you're good at the mechanical bull roping and calf roping off of a mechanical bull, which I don't know how you do it, but if that's your thing, we've got the event for you. I've got Tracy in the studio this morning from Favor House. Go to favorhouse.org. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. I'm your host, Jake Walker. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. 437-1620. Text or call.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the Farm Fresh Dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Feeling a little cheesy? Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the recent drama out of Milton where City Attorney Alex Andrade has asked for and gotten permission from the City Council to sue Mayor Heather Lindsay and file for her to give him, or give to the public anyway, the text messages and emails that he says she has been withholding for 10 months now. We also talked with Mike Wood about the enforcement of the noise ordinance and how that's going to work as that starts today. You can always listen to our interviews and segments on the News Radio podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend.
And if you have a best friend or a group of friends, you might want to consider reserving a table at the roundup that's going on from Favor House. Go to favorhouse.org, grab your hat, and round up your posse, because we're giving domestic violence the boot with this event. It's going to be happening Friday, June 21st from 6 to 10 at the Escambia County Equestrian Center off Mobile Highway in Pensacola. The Favor House Roundup is going to be a toe-tapping, knee-slapping good time in support of a good cause. Get your tickets, or like I said, consider reserving a table, because this is going to be great. Our own Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7 is going to be the MC. Let's talk about that real quick. There's a live auction. People love auctions around here in this town, right?
Yes, and we are putting together really great experience packages. Mm. So it's not about getting stuff. It's about having experiences.
That's
so
awesome.
Some of the packages that are coming together include a Pensacola Beach weekend, which will include a condo, and then several restaurants who have come aboard to help feed our guests. And then in addition to that, we're going to have glow paddle lessons and some really great opportunities out at Pensacola Beach. And then we have a downtown dining experience. So Slick Lips is one of our restaurants for the night of the event, but they're also providing dinner for four, unlimited whatever you want off the menu. And then that comes with two drinks a person. And we are we just received word that Melting Pot is going to provide us a dining experience for four
Well. Get out of here.
Yes.
Oh,
and
man.
They're going to throw in a bottle of wine for the table, your choice, and then they're infamous chocolate-covered strawberries. So those are just some of the restaurants that are coming aboard. And then we've got at least three other packages, but we'll keep that kind of secret.
Okay. All right. And, of course, we're going to have live music from a relatively new group, you said, Blackwater Country.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. A walkabout, food tasting, dancing, bourbon and wine pulls. I love a good bourbon pull.
Yes.
Of course, we talked about the live auction and all these experience packages. That's so great, because knickknacks and little things are cool, but, man, the experience. That's what we really want.
That's what we remember.
Right. And you mentioned before the break, mechanical bull and rodeo roping competitions.
Yes.
What is that all about?
So the idea of, well, the mechanical bull is kind of a given, right?
Right.
So it's whoever
yeah.
can stay on the longest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pay to play. And so you'll be able to get on the bull, and you'll be able to see, you know, whoever stays on the longest will receive a cash prize. And the cash prize will be 50% of whatever we collect for the entry fees that night.
Whoa.
And then the rodeo roper will be a separate pay to play. And that is actually you are sitting on a horse, and there's a calf in front of you, and it goes on a trail or like on a track.
Track, yeah.
Yep. And so the idea is, you know, I'm not sure how many people out there have roping experience. I grew up on a farm and can honestly say I do not.
Okay.
you know, being able to see who can lasso the calf further out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, same thing. Cash prizes, 50% of the entry fees that we receive that night for that event.
I've played many a roundup, many a rodeo in my day, especially out west when I was touring. And I got to tell you, just standing in one spot when nothing's moving and trying to rope something from just a few feet away is extremely difficult. So I can't imagine being on top of something that's moving, going towards something that's also moving, and trying to rope that as well. So if you have experience in that, get out and do this and show us what it's all about.
Yes, absolutely.
Strut your stuff.
Please do.
Yes, we're talking about the Favor House Roundup coming up on Friday, June 21st from 6 to 10 at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. If you have any questions or comments about this event or Favor House, or just any questions in general, if you're maybe experiencing something, maybe we can help you out. Tracy's in the studio with me, 437-1620. You need to raise at least $400,000 every year?
Every year.
Wow.
So our budget runs right about $1.6 to $1.8 million a year.
Wow.
And of that, about 30 to 35% has to come from local sources.
Mm.
And so this event here, we as Favor House have never done this event before.
Right.
And so we're hoping to make this just the first of many years of fun experiences, and you know, hopefully maybe one day grow it a little bit bigger so it's not just an adults only party, but we're educating kids and having
for the whole
fun
family
with kids too.
Yes, definitely. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to wrap up with Tracy Hodson, the executive director of Favor House. Go to favorhouse.org and learn more about the roundup coming up on June 21st. I'm Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again.
Well, I picked a random country playlist, so I don't know what song's coming up. I just throw that fader up, and then you hear what you hear. So I believe that was Kenny Rogers, Tommy? Is that what I hear? Man, it's been a while. Yep. Oh, man, if you grew up on classic country, or if you grew up on a farm, if you know how to rope cattle, we have an event for you. And we were talking about this on the break. We're talking about the Favor House Roundup coming up on June 21st from 6 to 10 at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. And Tracy Hodson, the executive director of Favor House, you were telling me that this is not a dress-up gala like we're used to seeing sometimes with these roundups, right?
Absolutely not.
Right. This is in the dirt.
It is in the dirt. So okay. We are going to be out of the Equestrian Center. And if you've ever been out there, they have a huge covered arena. And we will be in the arena. So it will be packed dirt, and we will take, you know, every effort to make sure that it's as packed as we can get it. However, I would definitely leave your fancy shoes at home. If you're planning to be on the bull or on, you know, do the rodeo roper, you know, kind of take into consideration what you're what
right.
you're dressed in.
Exactly.
But yeah, this is all about having fun, right? So we do have a very heavy mission. And so this is all about people having a good time. And so please come out comfortable and ready to do so.
Yes, favorhouse.org or call 850-434-1177. Tracy, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much, Jake. Appreciate it.
Yep. June 21st, the roundup.